This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With another hour of What's on Your Mind, Len Helms, Director of Mineral Resources of the state of North Dakota, will join us for an update on the latest numbers of oil and gas development in North Dakota, where the trends are going and what we see. Headwinds are certainly there from the federal government, but nonetheless, activity is ticking up there, not anywhere near where it probably would have been some time ago with $100 oil, but nonetheless growing. So we'll talk with Lynn about that. Topic for the first half hour, is there a recession? Are we in one? Is there one coming? And if so, how should companies be positioned? Love our business roundtable that we get a chance to chat with some pros here today on the program that can give you their best advice. As I always joke, a lot of payroll behind the microphone, so a good opportunity for you to ask your questions and hear from some pros here. Tyler Levington is here, Onstead Twitchell Law Firm corporate attorney and partner there. Chad Flanagan, partner at Ide Bailey. Dan Stoller, Fargo Market President for Starion Banks. And Kelly Slaughteroff is here, who is with High Point Networks. Gentlemen, welcome back, and glad to have you aboard.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
So I want to start with each of you, and I'll go all the way down to Dan and come back this way this time, to just define a recession from a practical standpoint for businesses that bank at Starion Financial, people that you deal with day in and day out, and people in our audience, small and large businesses. What does a recession mean? Are we in one? Just how do you define it? What's it look like for the average business?
Sure, great question. I think you can define it a number of different ways. There's the old, two quarters of GDP reduction. I mean, we can look at that. But I think, defining a recession for most of us is how do we feel? What impact does it have on us? What impact does it have on our business? Are we changing our behaviors because of what's going on around us? You know, do the finances indicate that, I should be doing something different? For a lot of our businesses, we can say technically we're in a recession, but it doesn't change anything for them. They don't change their behaviors. For other businesses, they might become more aggressive in a recession. They might be counter-cyclical, where they do better in a recessionary time. And for others, it might mean, hey, I need to pull back. I need to stop and look around because my products or goods or services aren't going to sell as well in a recession. So I think regardless of how you define it, what you think a recession might or might not be, it all depends on how it impacts you. For a lot of us as individuals, we can say we're in a recession, but we won't change our spending habits whatsoever. We can get a $5 gas and we'll still drive halfway across the country. So does recession really impact us? So I think that's the mentality a lot of us have to look at. We can listen to the news and say we're in a recession, but at the end of the day, what's the impact on us as individuals? What's the impact on us as businesses, especially up here in North Dakota, where we've historically been a little bit more recession-proof? So
kind of buck those trends a little bit. Do you think we are in a recession? I mean, is it here now? Is it are you seeing enough signs to say, yeah, this is a recession?
I don't know that I'd say we're in a full recession, but I think there's concerns, and people are asking the question that we're trying to answer here today. If we are, what does it mean to us?
Sure. Tyler, how about you?
Yeah, Dan made a great point about us being a little bit more recession-proof here, and I think it does go back to what is your market and how does it impact you? How does it impact your customers, and how does it impact your supply chain? For a lot of businesses that we work with, the answer is it doesn't. For some, it does, and you have to identify which pieces of your supply chain or customer base this is going to impact. So in terms of what I'm seeing, people are concerned about it. People are asking the question, but I haven't seen a whole lot of local companies that are saying, hey, we're actively pulling back, or we're seeing it start to hit our bottom lines yet.
Do you see impacts just from the price of everything being up? Short of it being technically a recession, obviously things cost more.
supply chains are disrupted. Are you seeing more of an impact there than necessarily in the quote-unquote recession?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing an impact in terms of when products are being delivered, how supply chains are being interrupted. But I think the biggest impact that I've seen is mentally and emotionally on business owners worrying and thinking about and talking about what's coming and how are we going to react to it, how can we position ourselves for it. I'm hearing those discussions and those questions a heck of a lot more than I have in the past. But hearing those questions and those discussions, I think, is different than having folks call and say, hey, this is how this is impacting my business today.
Any sign of an uptick in deals where people are saying, hey, you know, I need to kick some tires here and see where there's some opportunity in this economy?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, folks come to us with deals in different stages, whether it's sometimes it's, hey, I'm ready to sell and I've been talking to someone, I've got a buyer. Sometimes it's, hey, I think I might want to sell now, I might want to sell sometime in the future. We've actually had a definitely an increase in folks calling, say, I want to sell my business, I think the time is right, because who knows what's going to happen in the next 2 years. I think the time's now, where do we start? So people are definitely thinking about looking at what's the economy look like today, what do interest rates look like today, and what are those things going to look like 12, 24, and further out, you know, 12 months, 24 months, and even further into the future. And depending what you think that might be, today might be the best time to sell in the next 2 to 3 years. So we've definitely seen an uptick in people saying, hey, let's start talking about this. Let's explore this.
Fascinating, because, you know, with every threat, there's an opportunity. Chad Flanagan from Ide Bailey, what are your clients thinking right now about a recession? We in one? If we are, what does it mean?
Yeah, like Tyler, I'm asking clients a lot if they're optimistic about the next 12, 24 months. Most in this region really, really are still, and so I'm not hearing from clients that they're worried about the next 12 to 24 months. You know, those that are you know, running lean balance sheets, I think always have to be a little bit more aware of potential interruption, supply chain interruption to demand on their services. But I'm not hearing a lot of clients that are nervous about that right now.
And is that typical of sort of the swings that happen nationally and how we react to them here?
I think locally we mentioned it. We seem like we're recession-proof sometimes. I know in 2008, 2009, it seemed like this region just wasn't impacted the same way the rest of the nation was. I don't know, you know, why that is, if it's just the conservative nature of some of the business owners we have here or if it's the mix of industries. But, yeah, a lot of clients still looking at growth, still looking at M&A opportunities that Tyler mentioned. So it does seem like business as usual. Now, whether the next few months change that, if inflation and interest rate increases change that, I guess that's what we have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, so flesh that out a little bit for me. What is recession? You know, what are the, it's here, the dashboard blinking lights. What are you looking for?
Yeah, I think, you know, as we talk about with the roundtable, if it's two quarters of negative GDP growth, the nation's in a recession, and Dan mentioned it, every industry is impacted differently. So there are some counter-cyclical industries that look for opportunity in these, you know, and then there's others that are luxury items that are going to be impacted more immediately when consumers don't spend as much money.
Let's find out from the perspective of High Point Numbers. Kelly, talk a little bit about what your customers are thinking, saying, what signs you're looking for on the recession front.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I think it's hard to look at these gas prices, the interest rates going up, food costs going up, and say, you know, there isn't going to be an impact here, right, on the consumer side. But on the business side, I mean, we just haven't seen it yet. You know, you think back to, I think, I don't remember the years, I think 09, 10, you know, whatever the housing bubble was in different time frames in there. I mean, we actually had growth years in those time frames. So I think that, you know, this part of the country, for whatever reason, you know, we don't typically track directly with the national news, but, you know, the idea of a recession seems to be such a scary word generally. And it, maybe it should be, because we understand what happens there. But depending upon the industry that you're in, by and large, you can be prepare yourself and be somewhat isolated if you're ready.
Do you see your customers impacted by the negative headlines at all, or do they just the realities, the bottom line, the P&L?
I think by and large, you know, customers are looking at you know, how they stay secure, how can they use technology to, you know, increase some efficiencies in their business. But we haven't seen, quite honestly, demand has been extremely strong this year. It's more a function of can we get the hardware to deliver what they want.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about advice for business owners, managers on, you know, how you position yourself to be aggressive and pick up market share. Because, again, we talked about the threats here a little bit, but the opportunities are every bit as enormous as the threats. And that's why you hear Tyler and Chad talking about an uptick in deals. People are recognizing that right now. So, you know, what do? You sit tight? Stay with the same plan, or are you proactive in promotion and sales, trying to gain market share? And then, you know, what indicators to keep an eye on here as we go forward? So we'll talk a little bit about that as well with our Business Roundtable pros today on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. This is the part of the show where I make you hungry, because today's lunch specials are looking good. Swedish meatballs today, 45th and Harwood location, 12th and I-29 Sloppy Joe, some tater tot hot dish in Glendon, and the MP Avenue store downtown. Valley City Eater, a hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie sounds good. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres on a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near Perth, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Got the payroll behind the microphone today and great numbers for business owners, as well as managers, people that are right now maneuvering the always shark-infested waters of the business and wanting to see ahead of the curve a little bit. It's a great resource, great panel. We do this monthly in the Better Business Roundtable. with our friends from Onstead Twitchell Law Firm, Tyler Lemington, corporate attorney there and partner, Chad Flanagan, partner in charge, Ide Bailey, Dan Stoller, the Starian Banks Fargo Market President, and Kelly Schlotterhoff from High Point Networks here with us today on the program, answering your questions or comments. Fair amount of questions coming in related to advice, just on, okay, whatever comes, help me maneuver this. What should I do better? And that's one of the areas we wanted to go right now, just how companies should be positioned. Dan, what advice are you giving to your clients at Starian Financial on that front?
You know, really, three things that we're looking at. Maintain a strong balance sheet, number one. You know, capital's king, cash is king. And so we're talking to our customers a lot about, you know, how do you maintain a strong balance sheet? What does that look like? The second thing is really about collection of receivables, making sure you're doing your due diligence. I think during the good times, some of our customers seem to back off on the due diligence that they do on their customers. I think right now, making sure your customers are strong, making sure your payment terms are being met. If you start to see a slowdown in receivables, you know, make sure you're on top of that, because that can change really quickly, and the impact on your cash when your receivables start to slow down is pretty significant. And if your borrowing power is not there to leverage those receivables or your inventory for that fact, when it does slow down, it can have a pretty detrimental impact on your business. The other thing, and the easy one, I think, you know, some people get more concerned when in a growth period, but the easy one during a recession, or it looks like a recession, is just that cost control. You know, what is your cost control mechanisms? Do you have stopgaps in place so that you make sure you maintain your margins during a downturn?
Back to the balance sheet being maintained is a healthy one. Does that include some folks maybe doing some trimming in anticipation of what may come if they don't feel as though that balance sheet is as healthy as it should be? I mean, you're seeing some of that?
We're certainly seeing in some industries where we're seeing customers get rid of older equipment. Transportation industry, as an example, because equipment values are still very, very high. So we're seeing customers start to take some of the older equipment and liquidate that, just to put their balance sheet in a better perspective, turn those, for example, old tractors, old trailers into cash today. So we're seeing a little bit of that in some industries because it's difficult to get some of the equipment, and prices are good right now. So.
Tyler, how should companies be positioned right now, knowing what we know?
You know, I think the biggest thing is identifying specifically what the fear is. If the fear is a general fear that we're going into a recession and the sky is falling, then that's exactly what it is. It's fear. Alternatively, if you can identify, if we're going into a recession, am I concerned that this is going to affect my customer base and demand for my product or service? Or am I concerned that this is going to affect the folks who supply my inputs? If the answer is this is going to affect my customer base, well, then let's have a talk about production and your cost of production and how much production you're going to be doing. Alternatively, if it's this is going to impact my inputs, well, let's look at those relationships, let's look at our contracts, let's look at our ordering and get a little bit ahead of it. But I think the key piece is identify what the fear is, identify what part of your business you're afraid this is going to impact, and once you've done that, we can address a specific issue.
Chad, that's really important to insulate yourself a little bit from the fear factor, isn't it? Just deal with the facts rather than the fear, and that's where, you know, resources like yourselves for companies and businesses, good idea to say what others are saying, what do you think, yeah. And have that conversation, right?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Tyler makes good points about the fear. I think every, you know, planning is our tool when we're trying to evaluate all the what ifs, and so. You know, back to Dan's point about the balance sheet, I think, you know, make sure you have access to capital. You know, give Dan a call at Starian Bank. Your relationship with that banker becomes so important when, whether it's working capital or it's, you know, debt for expansion or other reasons, make sure you have access to that capital. And then, as Dan mentioned, I mean, we all get a little bit better about billing more timely, offering discounts, asking for discounts from vendors when times are tough, when times are lean. So we have those tools in the tool bag to really go line by line on your P&L and ask yourself, what can I do to prepare for a possible slowdown or take advantage of opportunities? You know, you had mentioned, Scott, that it can be an opportunity. Maybe you have less competition in the marketplace. Maybe there's an opportunity, buying power for product and those kind of things. And so maybe you have an opportunity hidden in the middle of this recession.
Tyler, you want to add something there?
Yeah, I think Chad just touched on a really important point with access to capital. And in situations where there might be a changing macroeconomic environment, there might be some headwinds facing you, it's not only the access to capital, but it's the timeliness of the access to capital. And so that's why in a market like this, I think it's so important to have already established a relationship with a bank or whether, you know, a guy like Dan over at Starion, because if a situation arises, if whatever it might be, if you're calling Dan for the first time on Tuesday saying, hey, we really need access to this line of credit by Thursday, we're in a tough spot.
Yeah.
Alternatively, if you're reaching out to Starion today and saying, hey, you know, this is what our business is, this is what our needs are today, here's what we think our needs could be, when inevitably something happens and you do need access to the capital, you're already going to have that relationship. They're going to be ready to go.
They know your balance sheet.
And they're going to get you what you need.
Yeah, great points. All right, let's talk a little bit about from the standpoint of advice from Kelly, from you and High Point Networks. What would you say?
Yeah, I was thinking about what someone Tyler said, you know, identify what that fear really is. And we've done this exercise internally, like if a segment of our business really declines, what is the impact of that? Like understand, you know, where your fixed costs are, what's a variable component. You know, I think a lot of small business owners out there, you know, a good investment is a really good accountant. You know, make sure you understand, you know, the impacts if things go down. And then, you know, when it does shift down, if it does, right, what some things that we've done in the past when that happens is maybe there's people that have capacity to do some more training. Maybe take advantage of some downtime and train some people. Look at maybe some efficiencies, you know, because that's one of the things when business is really good, it can cover up a lot of bad things or inefficiencies in your organization. And when it shifts, I think you get the opportunity to lean up and, you know, maybe get a little smarter.
About 15 seconds for a cherry on top of this conversation from each of you. Dan?
Well, I appreciate the kindly plug by these guys, but it is true. Timely access to capital is key for us.
Seize an opportunity. A lot easier. Yep. Tyler?
I say it on pretty much every show. Be intentional, plan ahead, and execute.
Yeah, take a look at your financials and look where you can optimize. I like what Kelly said. Growth can cover up a lot, and if we are in a slowdown, that's an opportunity.
So just grow. Seize the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, one thing we never talked about was potentially there could be some opportunities to hire some more salespeople or maybe buy out a competitor that maybe wants to exit. So there's always an opportunity in up or down markets.
Don't get sucked in by those headlines. You know, as you're saying, be intentional, plan, talk to your pros that are like these guys here that advise their clients so well, and then you see the opportunity. Absolutely. The case studies out there are, you know, the companies that invest and double down in recessions, come out with more market share, are everywhere. You know, they really are. So don't stop your advertising either. You want more market share. I had to get that plug in. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Better
Thanks
Business Roundtable every Tuesday. Love this conversation. More after this with Lynn Helms next. Don't go away.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Young Americans Foundation in Washington, D.C. last hour.
To restoring the unalienable right to life for every American, born and unborn. So we must not rest. We must not relent. We must not tire. until we've restored the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the nation. We save the babies. We'll save America.
Two Washington state men were arrested Friday for smuggling 91,000 fentanyl pills in potato chip containers. The men remain in custody. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is approximately 100 times more potent than morphine and 50 times more potent than heroin. Nearly 108,000 people in America overdosed, leading to their death last year. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Says, I'm wondering how long it'll be before the libs come out with a new revised dictionary. Well, they're starting on that, at least on the definition of recession, so you may be onto something. Another texter says, has everybody forgotten where COVID came from? Then they lied about it. This is not a hard decision. Texter says, you want workers, stop paying them with my tax dollars not to work. No free stuff. How about that? I just saved you 26 radio shows and countless government meetings about workforce.
There you go. Love it.
Nice.
I think it's fair to say, though, that gravy train is left town. I don't think we're at a point where people are even paid to stay home any longer. That's gone. Lasted far too longer than it needed to be. Texter says, as a corn farmer, we were able to market our corn at a fair price with help from a Chinese company. I've been asking for those answers as well. Another listener says, the fair already put out a statement. Didn't say much in it, though. So, you know, there's definitely follow-up questions from the statement.
Yeah.
Listener says, I've lived in Minot my whole life, used to enjoy the fair a whole lot, but since the current fair board has taken over, the fair has steadily gone downhill. Currently, I haven't been to a fair in over 2 years. The cost of going to the fair has gone out of the ceiling because of the fair board charging the vendors a very high percentage, which in turn makes them raise their prices and the price right out of going to the fair. Also, the fair board has stopped SLS promotions from visiting Minot ever again. The World of Outlaws folks, because of their greed. Maybe they should send the fair to Bismarck, Fargo, or any other town, but why not?
I heard a couple of, we were down on the plaza yesterday in downtown, I heard a couple of things about the state fair, North Dakota. That is...
not favorable?
Not favorable, all right. No.
All right, thanks for all the questions and comments, and farmers, ranchers, question for you is the question of the day that will remain for the rest of the day with an answer to the question... Are you in favor of a Chinese-owned company owning this corn milling plant because it will mean more places for your product, or do you hear the people who say there are too many national security concerns and no matter what you're going to get for it in the way of an additional corn market, hard stop no. So yes or no, it's 701-237-1590.
Do we need a corn milling plant? I mean, is that some? I'm not familiar with ag or the plant.
It's like saying, do you need an ethanol plant?
Yeah,
right? It's a place for your corn.
Okay. Yep.
It's a place for your corn.
Yep.
You know, and they obviously have seen a need for this project. They did a site selection process with the possibilities of a number of places. Where I'm a little color me
suspect. They selected Grand Forks after the new ISR mission was announced for the Grand Forks base, intelligence, reconnaissance, surveillance, and the Space Force. I think we've heard more than we need to hear in the way of answers from the federal government, from national security apparatus to say, hard stop, no. Go out, if you want a corn milling plan, go look for a different buyer.
Well, I don't think if you need a corn milling plan, it brings jobs and does all those great things, that we could certainly find some domestic investment and make that happen with money that's here.
That effort should start right now.
Right now.
Right now. Let me welcome our next guest, Mineral Resources Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Lynn Helms. Lynn had the latest numbers for the director's cut announced last week, and we thought, hey, what a good time to have Lynn back on and talk a little bit about how we're looking. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Nice to visit with you again. Beautiful day in North Dakota.
It is a beautiful day. We missed you at Cookfest, but I know you were one busy guy with not only the director's cut, but a whole lot of things, and you had a team there that did a nice job answering questions, but I know Cookfest is one of your favorite couple of days during the year, so I imagine it wasn't fun for you to miss it either.
No, not at all. I think this is the first one that I've missed, and it is an awesome opportunity to get out and listen to the North Dakota citizens and find out what they're experiencing and what they see out there.
How many rigs are operating in North Dakota as we speak?
Well, we got 47 rigs running this morning, Scott. So we are definitely seeing this industry making a comeback. Now, one of those rigs is working on a carbon storage project up at Beulah. So it's 46 in the oil patch, but that's a far cry from that low of 9 that we hit during the COVID pandemic. Interestingly enough, the majority of those rigs are working for privately funded companies. We just see so many headwinds in the investment community and in the administration pushing back on production growth. But 46 rigs making hole in North Dakota today. Along with that, we got 16 frac crews. So we're a little bit short there in both categories. You know, these oil prices, we should be in the mid-50s as far as rig count. And we should have probably 25 frac crews operating. So we've got enough frac crews to keep up with the drilling rigs, but not enough to bring that waiting on completion number down where it needs to be. So we're experiencing workforce shortages and really need to focus on attracting workforce to Western North Dakota, training local people that are in high school today to be our future workforce.
What is the high water mark again for total rigs in North Dakota and when?
218 rigs in November of 2012. That was an incredible number. You know, I think we're seeing a lot of the same attitudes about, you know, some of the new industries that are trying to come in that we had in Western North Dakota at the time that we were experiencing that boom. You know, we always find a way in North Dakota to work through these things and to get better and more efficient. So back in that day, Scott, it took the typical drilling rig 45-plus days to drill a Bakken well. Today, they can drill one in about 10 or 12 days. So we don't need 212 rigs. We probably need about 50 to 55. And we can create the same amount of horizontal lateral as we did back in those days with 218 rigs.
So think about this. In 10 years' time, you've gone from 218 rigs to 47, and I don't know what the actual math is, but you're not too far off from the same level of production possibility of you know, 50-some rigs than you would have been at 200, if I'm doing my math correctly.
Yeah, you're right. And if you want to look at an industry that knows how to become more efficient and cleaner and lower its carbon footprint, look to the oil and natural gas industry. They've done more in that area than any other industry in the last 10 years.
Yeah, and you look at what our friends in agriculture do to get more productive every year, but the timeline on that is certainly a little longer than a 10-year stretch to go from 45 days of activity down to 10 to 12 days. That's just it's hard to get your mind around that level of efficiency in that short, you know, time frame. It really is amazing. And by the way, a great thing, especially given, imagine with today's workforce. I mean, the thing when you had 218 rigs running, you had an economy in the rest of the country that was in dire straits. And so people were coming here to feed their families. That's not the case anymore. That's leveled out. And, you know, we have a problem. I had folks last week at Cookfest tell me, Lynn, hey, you know, even if the market wasn't punishing us on these publicly traded companies for increasing production, we wouldn't be able to do anymore because we don't have the people for it. You know, that's the real riddle that needs to be solved here, isn't it?
It's really a serious problem. And I think we're on the right track. You know, we've got they broke ground in Watford City on the Career Academy. And unfortunately, the funding for a lot of that career and technical education was supposed to come, you know, from federal grants, and the money hasn't shown up yet, although it's been promised. So, you know, in another area, and we see it with our Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, you know, plugging plans and that initial grant. We were supposed to receive those funds on June 15th, and now they're talking sometime in August. So in every single area, there's just a slow walk and a pushback.
How much is the federal lands being off limits? Biden administration executive order very early on in the administration impacting things. I know that there are some exemptions on tribal lands, and the MHA Nation was successful in getting some relief from that. But overall, what's the impact on the state of North Dakota from that Biden administration ruling?
Scott, this is huge. So there are 242 tracts that have been cleared for leasing in North Dakota by the surface management agencies, by the Corps of Engineers and the U.S. Forest Service. And the Biden administration decided after 18 months of no lease sales to offer up 15 North Dakota tracts. They weren't the prime tracts, so they weren't the best and the most sought after, but there were 15 tracts offered. And you could see how much pent-up demand there is by one of those tracts brought in $7 million in bonuses. Within a week, the environmental organizations filed suit to stop those leases from actually being issued. We've run the numbers. The cost to the state of North Dakota, if those organizations are successful in that lawsuit, will be $186 million. And that's just to the state. So if you multiply that times 10, that's the cost to industry and to the royalty owners. It's really an enormous problem. And, you know, they're looking at every avenue to block and stop and slow walk that leasing. You know, that's some of the best remaining acreage. There's 83 miles of Missouri River lands that many of those spacing units have federal minerals under them. And a lot of that activity is being blocked by the lack of lease sales. So it's a really big problem, very exaggerated in North Dakota.
And coupled with something you mentioned earlier, the fact that public markets are penalizing increased production. So really, to get the level of activity we have now, which is pretty good, 47 rigs coming from private capital. So maybe that's the wave of the future, Lynn?
Well, I think so. And you see folks like Harold Hamm looking at that and saying, you know, I think we need to make an offer to take our company back private. That the new SEC rules and the EPA pressure and everything that's coming from this administration indicates that we need to go back to using private capital in order to grow production and to be energy independent.
More with Lynn Helms, the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, rather, joins us in the next segment as well. So stay tuned for more of our chat on the way.
Let's celebrate America all month long at PetroServe USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River 3.25-ounce bag, $4.99. The Ghost Energy drinks, 2 for $40. And any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. PetroServe USA. Just tell them Scott sent you.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Schwann Buick GMC.com, your warranties for a lifetime. Not only the new Buicks and GMCs, but plenty of used vehicles as well, pre-owned vehicles that you can filter at Schwann Buick GMC.com by lifetime warranty vehicles. And then that's all you're seeing. For example, a 2021 Toyota Tacoma, four-wheel drive, limited, was $52,500, now $45,995. Ram 1500 there for you. Tahoes, Edge, lots of Sierras, Acadias, Yukons, and more. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
More of our chat with Lynn Helms, Director of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. I want to talk a little bit about the whole debate over carbon capture and utilization, as well as storage, Lynn. I know some people are skeptical of this. It's new. It's different. We have CO2 pipelines here. Some people forget that have operated for decades without an issue, but it's anything new is always going to be met with some skepticism. And what I have been really trying to have in the way of a conversation with people is our option is we have an energy industry or we don't. And in order to have one, the rules set by others are going to include doing something with man-made carbon. And if we can store it and utilize it for more oil recovery, that's going to help the general fund, every school, every bridge project, water project, roads and everything else, why wouldn't we want to do it? What do you say to the skeptics about carbon capture and utilization?
And Scott, and I've got two messages for them. Number one, carbon capture and utilization is the key to sustaining Bakken crude oil production. We do not have enough produced gas, and we don't generate enough CO2 to do enhanced oil recovery in the Bakken. We've got to get the infrastructure built to bring that CO2 here from someplace else, and that's going to be the key to two or three decades of sustained 1.5 million barrel a day, 1.4 million barrel a day crude oil production with a low carbon footprint. The second thing is North Dakota produces seven times as much energy as it consumes. So if you think about it, you know, every hour of every day, we produce a piece of pie of energy that you cut into seven slices. We eat one slice and the other six have to be exported. We'd better be figuring out what the customers want for those other six slices and selling them what it is that they want. And the thing that they want is low-carbon crude oil, low-carbon natural gas, hydrogen, and we can deliver that. We have the geology. We have the technology. We've got the coal-fired people who are committed to this, and we can deliver exactly what they want and have the energy that we need to provide our North Dakota citizens with sustainable energy and a sustainable oil industry for decades. So that'd be my two messages. Let's sell them what they want, and we need that CO2 here to sustain our oil and gas industry beyond 2030.
So without it, we're in a state of decline.
Without it, starting sometime in the 2030s, our oil production will decline.
Yeah, and I don't want that. I also don't want lignite industry extinct, and they would, yeah, they would be as well. Talk about flaring. How are we doing? The latest numbers on the natural gas and
capture. The numbers are fantastic, Scott. You know, we're producing 3 billion cubic feet of natural gas a day, and we're capturing 95% of it. So industry has stepped up, invested $25 billion in infrastructure in Western North Dakota. Hired, you know, thousands of people to capture that natural gas. And, you know, the timing, you can always question the timing, but natural gas today is selling for $7 per decatherm or per 1,000 cubic feet going into the pipeline at Watford City. Those are incredible prices. We haven't seen that since 2007. So we should be able to find industries to consume our natural gas. You know, I heard Kevin ask the question, do we need a corn milling plant? Well, we need something like that in the Red River Valley to consume some of this Bakken gas. That plant by itself would sustain 20,000 barrels a day of crude oil production in its natural gas consumption. So there's a lot more to this story. You know, I'm going to leave the national security thing to the experts in that area. But we do need industrial operations, industry like that in the state of North Dakota, or we're going to cap our crude oil production.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Well, this industry is incredibly strong. I'm horribly irritated by the criticism of the industry paying back its investors. Of course, there should be stock buybacks and dividends. These investors invested a lot of capital, and they went through a lot of lean years, and there should be profit. Otherwise, the capital doesn't continue to flow. But we have the capacity in this country to be energy independent. We just don't have the will in the Biden administration to do that.
Most optimistic I've heard this director's cut in some time. It's well-timed, and we appreciate it, Lynn. Thanks for the time today.
Great. Great times ahead, Scott. Thank you for the time.
Always appreciate those monthly chats with Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. Brought to you today by Action Movers. Their business is booming, by the way, and if you're going to be moving, get the rate locked in right now, get the date locked in right now, because when you want to move, you just don't call and say, hey, can I move tomorrow? I mean, get ahead of this, get a storage unit so that you can start doing the move and just be ready to deal with professionally trained, background checked, best moving company since 1932, family owned, veteran owned. And when you call, just mention Scott to take advantage of the best offer. 701-566-5532. Even a program to pay for your move when you list your home with the folks at Action Movers. That's right. Action Movers, two A's in action. ActionMovers.com or call 566-5532. God bless you, folks. Congressman Kelly Armstrong for three segments tomorrow answers your questions and comments. We'll be live at Egg PhD Field Day.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.